All right, let's get into the crap bag because there's a big problem, Cowboys fans, and it's got nothing to do with COVID.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. So, yes, Mike McCarthy is not coaching on Thursday night. There's multiple coaches now. I think it's up to four or five coaches that won't be in, and that's the bad news. Good news, hopefully, for the Cowboys. Also, Terrence Steele is in the COVID protocol. He won't play, but they are hoping to get Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb back. But to me, there's a bigger issue if you're a Cowboys fan right now. I told you if they lost to the Raiders, concern would be needed. And Trey, concern is needed. Here's what's happened the last two games. Without CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper available, Kellen Moore just threw the ball 43 times against Kansas City and 47 times against the Raiders. All right? He ran it 16 times and 20 times in those games. He targeted Cedric Wilson the exact same number of times he handed it to Tony Pollard. He targeted Noah Brown the exact same number of times he handed it to Ezekiel Elliott. That's not me guessing. That's a real thing. Those are numbers. So I decided to take a look. Here's the facts. In the wins this year, they averaged 26 runs, 39 passes. In the losses, they average 18 runs and 47 passes average. So there's something happening here, and I'm just letting all Cowboy fans know. Because, Trey, I don't know if you know it, Cowboy fans like to joke about Jason Garrett. We love doing it. It's one of our favorite things in the world. And we really got to joke the other day when he got fired. But guess what, Cowboys fans? Kellen Moore has Jason Garrett's disease. He loves watching balls fly through the air, and he is asking Dak Prescott to throw 40, 45, 47. Earlier against the Bucs, it was 58 to lose that game at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. He loves to watch the ball be thrown. So I'm just warning everybody now, because, Trey, here's the stat I looked up. Right now, the Cowboys average 42 passes per game. It's 23 runs if you want to know. Of the 55 Super Bowl champions, how many of them average 40 passes or more per game in the regular season?
Zero.
None is correct. Absolutely none. Both teams that made the Super Bowl last year, 39 per game. You go back through the years, Peyton Manning, 38 with Denver, 35 with Indy. Go back to Greatest Show on Turf with Kurt Warner. It's 33. Cowboys fans, here are your averages for your Super Bowl wins. 26, 27, 31, 30, and 31. No team in the history of the NFL has ever won the Super Bowl throwing 40 or more balls a game in the regular season. Ever. Not once. It's never happened. Kellen Moore is attempting to do something that has never been done in pro football. And I know fortune favors the brave and all that kind of stuff. But Cowboy fans, I am warning you right now. He is giving you the message. He's telling you what he's doing. He is becoming a throw-happy offensive coordinator. I love all the cute stuff, too. But, Trey, if this keeps up, they ain't getting anywhere near the Super Bowl if he's going to keep averaging 42 throws a game. That is way too many.
And you could maybe justify it in a game where Dak is on fire, where he looked like Dak from early season or last year before the injury, and if he had his slate of weapons out there. But Dak looked really pedestrian, considering what those final numbers were. Last Thursday, there was a lot of dinking and dunking and checking down, and him not feeling comfortable throwing the football down the field because he can't trust his receivers. And I understand that Zeke is dinged up. That was evident. In the game on Thursday, the injury that he suffered the week before.
Cowboys are
talking about maybe giving him a little bit of a break now. Tony Pollard looked great, though. So to give him the football a couple more times versus dropping back to pass, I don't think would have hurt their cause in trying to win a game that ultimately they lost, perhaps in part because they tried to throw it so much.
Gallup, Wilson, and Brown combined for 27 targets in that game. And the tough part is this offensive line I know has its issues because when Tyron Smith doesn't play, everything changes. Mm-hmm. But they got him back against the Raiders, if I'm not mistaken. He played, right?
He did.
Tyron Smith, I think he played. So
didn't look very good.
No, he didn't. And what happens then is if you convince yourself you can't run or you don't want to run, well, then teams are going to come attack you. And then you've got, again, this is Dak throwing to lesser receivers. And Kellen Moore just told you, two straight games, 43 and 47 pass attempts. So what do you think he's going to do Thursday night? McCarthy's gone, offensive line coach, assistant coach, strength and conditioning, assistant strength and conditioning, and he's missing Steele. If Tyron Smith plays and Cooper and Lamb play, how many times is Dak going to throw it? 55?
Well, they'd better be careful about dropping him back too much against that Saints front, because they will play a very, very physical game at the point of attack, and they'll also get after the quarterback as well. With Cam Jordan, Davenport's really come on this year. I mean, the Saints are a force to be reckoned with in terms of that pass rush. So the Cowboys had better be careful, and if nothing else, try and help neutralize that pass rush by making sure the Saints understand that you will run the football.
Yeah, and I understand that I'm the old man fan here, and I'm the old guy that loves defense and running the ball or whatever. But, again, the Patriots, the Bucs and Chiefs last year each averaged 39 passes a game in the regular season. There's no other teams that have won the Super Bowl that have ever done it the last 5 years. Nobody gets to the Super Bowl averaging that many throws. You just can't do it. You've got to stay balanced to a point. So if you're like me and you look at a box score and you see 40 or more attempts for your quarterback and it sends shivers up your spine, I just discovered last night there's a reason why. Because it's too many.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one's ever done it. Kurt Warner didn't do it. Steve Young didn't do it. Joe Montana didn't do it. None of those guys did it. When Joe Montana won back-to-back Super Bowls, they averaged 31 and 30 passes per game regular season.
Mm. And the idea of balance has obviously changed a whole lot since then. But
sure,
the run game is still very important. Just look at what happened in college football and pro football this weekend. How did Michigan beat Ohio State so authoritatively?
Ooh.
They jammed the ball down their throats over and over again with pretty mediocre quarterback play.
297? Is that
right.
What it was? And 20 pass attempts. That was Jim Harbaugh's dream, including the snow.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have drawn that one up any better. I want it snowing. We're going to rush for 300 yards, and my guy only has to chunk 20. But we'll take our shots.
As soon as I saw snow in the forecast in the pregame literally 5 minutes before kickoff, I said to myself, yeah, Zay, Chad, and I probably all missed this game when we picked it a couple of days ago.
God, I was so glad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good to see. So, just keep an eye on it. By the way, another team I didn't mention, the Mahomes Kansas City team that won the Super Bowl over San Francisco, that's one you would think, well, come on, Chad, they were throwing it all over the field. They didn't go 40 times a game. No, 36 pass attempts per game regular season. So I'm just telling you, he is six full passes past that on average right now, and he's doing it without his best receivers in the game. I just don't know if Kellen Moore and the Cowboys can win the way they are thinking about winning right now. So if you're a Cowboys fan and you think they are Super Bowl worthy or you thought they were, I would tell you, you got to drop some of your needs. I've dropped all the way back to win the division, win a home playoff game, and hope you win a second one. That's where I am right now. That's where my expectation was before the six-game win streak. I might have increased to, they might be able to get that second playoff win. No, I am whittled all the way back down to just be the best team in your division, win one, and see if you can go get two. That might be their ceiling this year.
Yeah, because the other problem for you right now is you've all of a sudden become really bad at defending the opposition through the air.
Yeah. Which was going to be a concern right from the beginning. They figured out ways around that throughout the year. And let's face it, sometimes they played clunky teams.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go too crazy when you beat, New England as they were learning.
Or Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts back there.
You beat Philadelphia. Okay. You beat Kirk Cousins. Congrats.
Yeah, we saw true Kirk Cousins yesterday lining up under guard in a crucial situation in their game against the 49ers.
And are you watching how bad the Atlanta Falcons are right now?
Yeah.
Like, you can't brag on that one.
No.
I mean, they're getting trounced by everybody. They're terrible.
Big Ben looks like he can't really cut it as an NFL QB anymore. I don't know what that makes Matt Ryan then.
No, I don't either.
Matt Ryan makes Big Ben look all pro right now.
Yeah, so there's a lot of weird stuff going on with the Cowboys. But Thursday night, no Mike McCarthy in addition to all their other issues and no Terrence Steele on the offensive line. Cowboys fans, cross your fingers that Cooper and Lamb are going to be able to go.
It's just Monday. And isn't the protocol in the NFL that if you get two negative tests in 24 hours that you can be back on the sidelines?
That's what I thought, especially since he's a head coach. We know he's vaccinated.
Right.
Right? The whole staff has to be.
Why has he already been announced as out? I don't understand that.
I don't either. I don't either. But as you and I have both noted through this whole process, the way the NFL, forget all the other leagues for a second, but they're one of them. The way the NFL looks at all this stuff has confused us throughout.
Yeah.
I have no idea why already he's going to be out. Why? What would they tell us? He needs to go through 10 days of quarantine? Why? Why would he need to go through 10 days of quarantine?
He's vaccinated. That's not the rule, or that supposedly wasn't the rule when all of this was announced back in June.
He did test positive. Maybe he tested positive and he's got symptoms? Maybe that's why?
Yeah, but I think that it's once the symptoms subside and you test negative 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Like, how would they know that on a Monday morning?
He could feel better.
He could feel better tomorrow, and then he has two straight days, or he could feel better on Wednesday and have two straight days of negative tests, and he's good to go.
Could be that Kellen Moore just told him to rest because he wants to throw the ball more. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. Let's go really deep here. Maybe it's Jerry Jones trying to convince Kellen Moore that he doesn't want the OU gig by giving him the opportunity to serve as a quasi-head coach for the Dallas Cowboys for a game.
They make those 60 times on Thursday night, I'm going to tell you.
Jerry Jones is making a wish this thing.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Hopefully he doesn't end up loving him as much as he loved Jason Garrett, because we all know he loved Jason Garrett through the years.